How's it going, GeekCon? I'm Bill.
And I'm Abby. Introductions.
Oh. Hi, I'm MC Chris.
And these are some of the songs we like.
Yay! Oh my god, I'm here!
Yay!
It's happening!
Not the rockiest intro we've had. Even close.
Nope, not even nowhere near that.
Speaking of, Abby, yeah. I got good news.
What?
We're coming to you live, GeekCon!
Oh my god! Ladies and gentlemen, we are actually in some sort of respect coming to you live. This has only happened once before, and that was in the restaurant.
Yeah, we've gorilla live showed here before.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, just sitting at the bar.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Nice to be here.
Yeah.
Hello, audience. Whoa, so many people here.
Oh, my God.
Yo, calm down. We need security in here.
So yeah, we got MC Chris, and we're going to make him choose his poison.
Yep. So this is the portion of the guest spot that Bill calls Scrimshaw's Folly, and would you like to explain?
Yeah, so we call it Scrimshaw's Folly because one of our first guests is the wonderful comedian Joseph Scrimshaw, and that's when we invented making the guest pick what they want, and he picked one of the worst sodas we've ever had.
Ever. I mean,
and
I
he got
there,
so upset.
I'm scared of the sodas I'm going to drink today. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if you guys are nice guys or like, here's worm soda.
Well,
drink it.
The thing is, some of the worst ones were from
the Caribbean.
Yeah,
like questionable islands.
That makes
markets
sense.
On Aruba.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Disgusting down
these,
there.
We got some good brands.
Yeah.
So
these
we got
both from the good old US of A.
We got this one. Or we got a more local
Abita
seasonal.
Abita King Cake Soda.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Or.
What's King Cake?
That is a
Mardi Gras tradition.
Yeah.
Sprecher Watermelon.
Yeah.
So this is like.
So I don't know if you're familiar with Sprecher.
Is
that's
Nazi
a Wisconsin
drink. It's got a little Nazi demon on the cover there.
No, that's the Hodag.
Oh, that's the Hodag.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure they're at least
a little
German.
I got Nazis on the brain because
I've been
listening to the news.
That'll do it.
I mean, I've been playing Wolfenstein, but that, I mean,
oh,
same thing,
are you doing
right?
The DLC?
No, not yet. I just keep going through the storyline.
I love Wolfenstein. I think it's great.
It's pretty good. I borrowed hers.
But this isn't a podcast about Castle Wolfenstein.
No, it's not. Or about killing Nazis, even though, I mean, if anybody wants to pick that up, I'm down.
One time we accidentally did an hour-long podcast about Ninja Turtles, so it does happen.
I just waited for so long to say the word Podcastle Wolfenstein. It took me like 30, I was just...
It's really good.
I almost said it while you were talking, and I'm like, Chris, shut up. People are talking. I'm like, this idea is so great. Just tell them to shut up, because this idea is so great.
It was good.
Then I calmed down, and I let her speak, because this is a new era.
I wish the names of these episodes weren't just the name of the drink, because...
Yeah, Podcastle Wolfenstein.
Yeah,
I mean, it'll
probably
be a good tag on it.
Yeah. You could use that as a
sweet
tag.
Sweet merch idea. Just... like,
somebody
quote,
just... I see a light bulb.
Yep.
Just
quote
went off.
MC Chris.
There's a light bulb over somebody's house. What's a light bulb? It's like a light bulb for Bob.
There you go.
It sinks.
Or like it's a...
Or,
like,
or specifically doesn't,
you know,
I guess.
Thing on top of The Sims?
See, the great thing about this podcast is not just a rocky start. It's rocky throughout the entire
that's part of the experience.
So,
like a trip to the Rockies.
Of our two options, you get to drink one. Unless you want to be
on
two
drink,
episodes
I'm
going to
drink the Nazi beer.
Nazi beer?
You're
going to
drink that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like a pour or would you just like a full bottle?
I want
to. We got plenty.
I want to sniff it.
Oh,
I mean, you'll get to sniff
it
either way.
That's part of it.
All right, because I heard I got to sniff sodas.
That's
why I'm here.
I'm
looking for new sniffing experiences.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm
about. Scratch and sniff appeased me in the 80s. It's been a long journey since then.
We give you the full wine tasting experience without the actual like winery or anything.
Oh, good.
So we're gonna swirl it.
You don't need grapes or vines.
We're gonna get that all up in our mouth business.
We're still talking about soda, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
My goodness.
By the way, this is episode 150. We made it.
Whoa! We in there. We out here.
I keep forgetting that actually lined up.
Yeah, no, that perfectly lined up. That was planned.
So would you like a pour or would you like a full bottle?
I would like a pour.
Okay.
Although it does taste different. Do you notice that? Things taste
yes.
different
it
depending upon
does.
How they're
Absolutely.
Bottled or canned.
Are there fats? Oh, there's a promo code for 15% off. Something.
For this cool armband they send you. It's got this old Buddhist symbol on it.
Let's get this.
Definitely.
That
old Buddhist.
Is not the
Whoa.
Color I was expecting.
What?
What's up?
Oh, my God.
Can you maybe toss me your glass real quick?
Yeah. Wow. I was.
All right.
Mm. What am I smelling?
That's an amazing question.
Yeah.
I hope it's the soda. All right.
I put on deodorant.
Why did you fart? I put on deodorant.
Okay, all right, we're good.
More? You're going to, more?
Yeah.
I thought we were just tasting. I don't want to get drunk. All right.
On this hodag juice.
That sounds even worse than Nazi beer.
Yep.
One thing to note, recent tradition. Abby and I have a pledge that we always have to finish our drink.
Oh, right.
But the guest isn't beholden to that. But we decided...
That I
if
am?
You want to be able to cuss on our program...
Did I cuss already?
I don't know. I don't
no
think
idea.
You did.
I'm not paying
I
attention.
Probably
but
have.
We're totally cool with that.
Is anyone clocking you... my cusses?
Well, clock my cuss. If you want to, you got to pledge to finish your drink.
Oh, I used
you gotta,
to...
You
got to
pledge that before.
I got my job at Old Swim by chugging beer in under five... I can chug a pint of beer in under 5 seconds, so it doesn't even matter what the liquid is. I could probably just put it inside
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
None of this is
not
that.
Even an issue.
Is
I will do that. I'll do it for my audience because they deserve something. I got 134 people watching me about to drink this Nazi beer.
I've watched a lot of C-Lab. None of this surprises me.
Okay, well...
I mean...
Don't watch too much C-Lab.
That's
has a detrimental
beer.
Effect.
All right, so sniffing.
Yeah, I can...
I smell melon... I smell honeydew melon.
Yeah, that smells more watermelon rind. The audience, you're welcome to
oh,
get
yes.
some
of course.
Cups.
You can
you
also
guys, what are you doing? Get your soda.
Phoebe's pouring
what are you doing
heart
sitting there? It's free
there.
Soda.
Okay, I have to say it does smell a bit like cucumber.
Is that
yeah,
what it is?
We're getting a little cucumber in there.
Which is not.
It smells like smoothies I used to make in New York City.
All right.
Smells
trick
like
is...
wheatgrass juice a little bit.
The
okay,
trick is
okay.
watermelons don't smell like anything.
It's got a grassy, weird grassy smell.
Expecting
it's got a sassy
watermelon
smell.
Syrup, but Sprecher's better than that.
No flavor text for you today.
Great. Yeah, they're really
I will say that it does here. Say enjoy in moderation on it.
What?
Which,
how many? I always like to see how many carbs and sugars are in soda.
Yeah, we like to go
yeah,
into
that's
it.
True. So in a
wait, can we guess? Because I'm gonna
okay.
say. Over 75 carbs. But it's a big
for the,
bottle. So
for the
gonna,
whole bottle? Because, yeah,
whole
it's a 16-ouncer.
I'm going to say 80 carbs are in there.
80 carbs?
What's it got?
40 grams.
What? I was
for
way
the
off.
Whole bottle, for the whole bottle, all of it is sugar. All of it is sugar. But,
it sure is.
How many grams of sugar?
40.
And how many carbs?
40.
What?
Because they're all sugar.
Was this made by Nazis? It's very specific. Specific numbers
oh
they calculated
God.
With Nazi science.
Sugar their bevs.
When do we taste it? I'm getting excited. I'm
oh,
actually
yeah,
thirsty.
Sorry. We taste it. Everybody,
yeah, we
have
can
you
give
done
it the
your
mouth.
Sniffing?
Yeah.
Have you?
Everyone
you,
sniffed?
Yep.
Somebody's
yeah.
already like
done
getting
that
a second
good old
cup.
Swirl.
What if this happens?
Who's the soda lady? That's a mystery person.
That's Phoebe.
That's
just guest
that's
Phoebe.
Former guest Phoebe.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Phoebe. All right, I'm going to taste
give it.
Oh, yeah, no, we got to taste it, but we got to do the
clink.
Yeah,
cheers to you both and your lives. I wish you the best.
Well,
I wish you nothing but happiness.
You too,
many
sir.
Happy babies.
Yeah.
Lots of money in your bank.
Heck
I wish
yeah.
you.
Okay.
I wish you lots of points on your credit card.
All
so
right.
you can
good
get some extra furniture, maybe some hand towels finally,
okay.
instead of using your fucking beach towels, right? All right. Cheers.
I'm not
yeah.
guilty of that. Yeah. Well.
Everyone's making the. Sound in this room.
So, I feel like my initial assessment of this is going to be like biting a watermelon rind was right.
I will say it's a little bit, it's convenient that we are at an anime convention right now because I feel like if I went into the vendor room and got like a bottle of Bell and Ramune, it would be pretty much this, only less cloying.
What a weird review. What, I don't know either of those words. Cloying? I have to look up cloying. I want to get cloyed. Is that like getting cloned joyfully?
No.
Is it? How much does this have to do with popular Pokemon Cloyster?
Oh, is that what it is? Is it a Pokemon reference? That's where I'm lost. I'm an 80s kid. You guys want to talk about Transformers for a second? Let's talk about Bumblebee. Anyone stoked for the new Bumblebee? Okay, nobody is.
No.
Okay, all right, so.
She's excited, but that's questionable.
I'm really overcome by sweetness and carbonation. God. And it tastes kind of like balls. Anyone remember balls? They had it
at PAX.
Yeah. Everyone remembers their own balls. We see them every day. But I'm talking about the drink, you guys. Come on, get your heads out of the gutter.
Just the
talking about balls,
the
drink. At PAX, we used to drink this stuff. It just tastes like weird sugar carbonated thing. It's probably got lots of caffeine in it. Is there any caffeine in this?
No.
Why do they say drink this in moderation?
I have no idea.
I'm going to guess that it's part of just the little blip that they put on the label and that they just slap it onto the soda.
Yeah, because this, they do also
beer.
Do beer.
They do,
what
they
is
do
a hodag?
The hodag is a
hodag
is a Wisconsin urban legend monster.
Please
thing.
Explain.
Cryptid.
Cryptid. That's the word. That's the word. It's, I mean.
I don't know a lot about hodags, so this is all you.
It's, as far as I
Unless
recall.
Unless it's all James.
I mean.
I can tell you.
Okay.
Please.
James?
James, come on up here. Tell us about a hodag.
Give it up for James, everybody! James, just speak into this area right over here.
Yeah.
All right. Hodags up in Rhinelander.
There you go, Rhinelander.
Okay.
There used to be a legend that this guy found a creature. He didn't know what it was, so he raised it in his barn.
Okay.
And then it killed a bunch of people.
Ah! All right. And then it, like, haunts the woods, essentially never dying, and people...
And, its piss has 40 grams of sugar in
there
it.
There it is. Oh, my God!
I think that's actually part of the legend.
That is how the legend ends. And then all the kids go to sleep. Sugar.
That's why this tastes like watermelon, Ryan, because it's from Rhineland.
Oh!
They have a paper mache model of it in the Wisconsin Historical Society downtown, and my sister and I went there once because it's a thing that people do sometimes.
I feel like I've been there once.
You have to go to all the buildings in your town.
Yeah, for every single one. Even the ones that are locked, even the ones that aren't there anymore. You have to go!
Jesus.
Anyway, so we're in the Historical Society, and there's one room. It's the activity room for, like... field trips and stuff, and so there must have been some sort of field trip there earlier that morning. And it is barren. The room has been emptied, there is nothing, there are a couple of boxes, and then there's a case with the hodag.
I think I know why it's empty.
And that was the only thing that was in the room, was just the hodag.
And there's one person whose, like, job is to maintain that room, and then, like, that's, like, their life. And if you go in there and you move the hodag a little bit, some guy will come out of a door and be like, what are you doing to my hodag? You get out of here!
He's got, like, a red vest with one piece of flair on
it. He's got a red vest with one piece of flair. All right. Guys, I don't know if I can drink this whole thing. This is kind of gross.
That's why it's cloying. It's, like, so sweet that it's, like, it feels like there's a film on your tongue that you need to...
Ah, cloying.
Yeah, cloying. Mm.
So this would be like...
I've probably
Broadway,
had 30 worse sodas.
Child actors and are cloying, right?
Yes, yes. Saccharin
child
is another
actor
word for just God.
Mike Pence.
Sweet.
Mike Pence is very cloying.
Popular right. child actor,
Mike
Pence.
Mike Pence, yeah. Exactly, yes.
Remember that show, Plan with Pence? That was that show.
That was, yeah, that was
it. You had to get the dial just right to get it to come in.
Yeah, it was in between channels 12 and 13 on the Deep State Channel.
There you go. I was going to say he was in that, what was that movie, The Good Son. He was
the one
that pushed, was it Elijah Wood, off the cliff.
Ah, The Good Son.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
They both were assholes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm gonna chug this shit.
Do it.
I'm done.
Do it.
I'm
do
done.
It.
Actually, fill my glass to the top. This has to be impressive.
No, that's all.
I mean, we can get you another bottle.
Pour your glasses into my glass.
Gotta
I want your DNA inside of me.
I mean, okay.
This is gross.
It's gonna be gross. It's not gross.
I don't even know these people.
Yeah. Woo!
I am impressed. Yeah. I didn't think it was going to happen. It didn't seem like a good burp.
You got to wait for this shit.
Yep. You got to let it.
Sorry, I smoked the bowl before the show.
It's fine. It's fine. We're good.
That'll happen.
There's seven people in the room. Who gives a fuck? Let's keep going.
So now that we've done the testing portion of the episode, we get to the ratings portion of the episode.
Mm.
And we
got
have
a very specific, very complicated
yes,
review process.
Yes, please, please, Bill.
So, with the exception of the people in this room, not everybody gets to drink this soda.
True.
So it's hard to relate to a review of a Bev.
Yep.
So what we like to do is give an analogy about how the soda makes us feel so that everybody at home can connect to it on an emotional level. Then after that, you have to give it a score from 0 to 100, 50 being perfectly average, 100 being the best thing you've ever put in your mouth, and 0 being the worst thing that you've ever seen run through a dog a couple times. The dog throws it up and eats it and barfs it back into your mouth.
I didn't know people could run through dogs.
You gotta believe in yourself.
You have to go really fast.
Okay. That too.
All right.
Really fast.
I got a little bit more.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, there it is. That was the cute younger sibling.
Yeah. Come on, little Pence.
So yeah. So now we do
analogies.
Yep. We think of the analogy and give it that score rating. We average it out, and that gives us our final score for this particularly colorful Bev.
So I think I got mine.
Oh.
So a week or two ago,
yeah,
it was a long walk on a hot day.
Okay.
And you've wound up stopping in a some sort of Asian restaurant.
Okay.
I didn't verify nationality at all. And I ordered a cucumber salad. And I was expecting, you know, lettuce and then there's some cucumber on it. It was all cucumber.
Yeah, it's all cucumber.
With dressing on it.
Yep.
And it starts out like, you know what? This is kind of refreshing. This is kind of what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
But after you cleared like 20% of that.
That's too much
cucumber. You're just having a wild time. And I sure did finish that salad.
Oh my God.
If you've got a whole cucumber in you, you're definitely having a wild time.
Yeah.
Depends on which end, but.
That's implied. You don't have to get specific on my dirty innuendo
I meant
joke.
Of the cucumber.
Jesus.
God.
Wait a second. So I kind of feel like I just finished a surprise cucumber salad.
God, there was a lot of cucumber. I mean,
surprise
you got that
salad.
Right. There was a lot of cucumber in there.
So I'm going to give this a 46.
46. Okay.
Whoa, I was thinking in the 40s too.
There we go.
Well, hey, man.
That's spoilers.
It's not that bad.
I'm going to.
You got one?
Yeah, do you have?
Please, ladies first.
Okay.
He forgot
so
that.
So a couple of months ago. I had an appendectomy. Hi, it sucked. But I
back to poisoning you.
Yeah, Bill. But I spent the night in the hospital, and I was like, "Ooh, hospital food! Yeah!" Because I've never stayed in a hospital before, so I've never had a hospital food.
I've never stayed over in a hospital either.
Yeah, it was first. So I'm sitting in my room the next morning, and I'm chilling. I'm like, shit, I'm gonna order breakfast. Hell yeah. So I order pancakes. And I'm like, pancakes, they can't fuck up pancakes.
I wasn't expecting you to actually be able to order food. I thought that was gonna be the twist. They just showed up with something.
Oh, no, I ordered it.
Okay.
And the pancakes were very small. They were kind of cold. And the syrup was just, it was like when you have maple extract and you try and make your own syrup as opposed to just buying maple syrup.
We've all done this.
It is a thing that people do.
I believe
water,
it.
Sugar, maple extract. It is an abomination. And it tasted like that garbage. So was it pancakes? Yeah, sure, it was still pancakes. And I fucking love pancakes. But it was a subpar pancake experience as to what I had been anticipating. I mean, it's hospital food, and I knew that, but I was still sort of like, I'm going to get to order food, and they're going to bring it to me, and I won't have to pay it until I get my medical bills. Yay!
How much were those pancakes?
I don't
$2,000.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
$2,000.
I don't want to know how much they were. But yeah, it was a subpar. I probably wouldn't do it again. I'm going to give it a 38.
Ooh!
Okay.
I love watermelon, but that, not great.
Well, all
right, what you got?
Let me take you back to day camp in Libertyville, Illinois, circa the 1980s.
Okay.
Now, nobody liked me.
Okay.
So I would ditch my group every morning, and I'd just work the camp. And by that, I mean I'd go flirt with all the hot counselors.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
And so I would go up to all these counselors, and I would say, I will get you a pop. and you give me 50 cents, I'll get you a pop.
Well, yeah.
And then she'd be like, wow, that's so nice. Here's a whole dollar worth of quarters. You get yourself a pop, too. By the end of the day, I had my own pop stand going. One of these girls took me out to Dairy Queen because I told her she had to give me a date for all the pops I brought her. I worked that camp. I worked it like a casino. Okay? I worked it like a casino. You know how I would chill out? I'd go to the concession stand at the pool. There was a kid who hung out there, smoked weed in there.
Hell yeah.
He had the frozen pizzas in there. You know, he had all the good shit. You know what else he had in there? A fan. So I used to go in there and eat ice cream for free and chill in front of the fan, because guess what I didn't like? The sun.
What?
And you know what else he gave me? He gave me lots of Otter Pops. And
what the
so
hell?
This soda.
No,
this soda makes me feel like I just drank a whole glass of melted lime Otter Pop.
What the hell is an Otter Pop?
An Otter Pop, it's a tiny, it's the butthole of an otter. No, I'm just kidding. An Otter Pop is like a strip of frozen sugar with a dye in it.
Yeah.
What do you call them?
Freezy Pop.
Yeah. Freezy Pop, another way to say it.
All right, cool.
So it tastes like a melted, it tastes like a melted lime Otter Pop in summer when I don't have any responsibilities. I'm getting everything for free.
This is
way too much sugar than I should be enjoying.
Well,
I'm breaking all the rules.
I'm eating all the sugar.
I'm fucking all these hoes.
How old were you again?
Listen, once you turn over, you're good enough to go.
Okay.
Listen.
All right.
So anyway, I give this pop, you got what, a 38 and a 40 something?
Yeah.
That's a good memory, though.
You can land it wherever you want.
Yep, it's
I'm thinking
your
all that
personal
suntan lotion on those counselors.
Yep, gotta drink that.
I'm gonna give it a 90. No, just kidding. I'll give it a 50 for good times,
all
but
right,
not a really good soda.
Okay. So before we give the score, Abby, you haven't been to a show with a reasonably sized audience.
Sorry.
Since everybody got to try it, audience, give us a noise on the count of three about how you felt about this soda.
Oh, no.
One, two, three.
Okay.
Oh, that sounded like a dying piano.
So, factoring that into our score, we give this a 44.66666666666667.
Wow. I wonder if that's right.
You could also say six repeating, Bill.
No, it got to a seven, though.
I didn't know that.
That's what that means, Bill.
I learned some math up in this piece.
Every time. Every time it comes out as a fraction.
Really probably top half of the sodas we've had this year.
I mean, was King Cake a real guy?
No.
I wish he was. I wish he was. I'd live in that town.
Well, now I know what we're talking about next episode.
Yep.
I know. I'd live in that town.
We do that anyway.
We don't get to have this one?
I mean,
unless you want to stick around for another. I don't know what you're
saying. I don't know, man. I feel spent.
I used to do four of these in a day.
Yeah, we cut it back.
Just drinking what I drank. I feel like I never want to do this again.
Well, great. You did choose to down the entire
Scrimshaw's
glass.
Scrimshaw's Folly.
Well,
that is now known as MC's Folly.
You know what they say about Scrimshaw's Folly.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, we're going to call that, though. We're going to call that MC's Folly now.
Yeah.
Just downing the whole.
Yeah. Taking more than you were given, even though you didn't like it.
MC's Folly is when you demand everyone give you pour their drinks into your cup because you're a bastard.
I feel like it's going to come up again.
I mean, it probably will.
It probably has before, honestly. Yeah. So, thanks again for coming.
Oh, thank you for having me, guys.
You
want to plug anything?
Yes, plugs. They are the most useful thing that you can use to get your electrical appliances to function.
I'm using one now.
Several.
Let's see. What do I have to plug? I have a brand new tour coming up. Go check it out. mcchris.com/shows. I tour all over the place, all over the country, all fall.
It's true.
Come watch me at a show. I think we're coming to maybe Milwaukee. I don't know if we're doing that.
I don't know
if we're coming. Go check it out. Is someone looking it up right now? Who's looking it up? Who's got their... Nobody gives a fuck. Everyone's asleep. Everybody's asleep. But
they're all in a sugar coma now.
And I got a new album coming out, and this tour is the 10-year anniversary of my best album, MC Chris Is Dead, and so I'm going to perform that album from beginning to end. I've never done that before. It's going to be totally fun.
I got to get to that show. Album's good as hell.
It is. It's my best one. I didn't make any good music after that. And let me see what else I have to say. I'm selling some Jar Jars on eBay right now. I have to sell my Jar Jar collection to stay alive. So please buy a Jar Jar.
Should probably buy it.
You can find that link all over the place.
Everybody needs a Jar Jar.
I have a huge Jar Jar collection, so I'm selling all my Jar Jars so my child will survive. And if everybody wants to give me a dollar, my child is just like, you know, please. Chicago. Send me a dollar. Send me a dollar if you can. My child, he needs mac and cheese every day, and it's impossible to provide this mac and cheese expense. I get him Kraft cups.
College life.
It's really difficult, and so I need a dollar from everybody.
Okay.
We're barely making ends meet over there in my place, so please give me a dollar. let's see what else I can plug.
You gotta get to those shows. I've been to a lot of them.
You've been to a lot of my shows?
Yeah, I've been going since like 06.
What do you think?
They're good as hell.
They're good as hell shows.
Yeah.
How many have you been to? More than one, that's nuts. I never did that. I never went to more than one show ever in my life. I saw De La Soul once, I was like, I'm done. This guy came back for more. Why do you keep coming back for more?
Me and your shows aren't that much money.
I thought you were going to say, they're not that fun. They're not that much money. It's a cheap show.
It's a cheap show.
It's a good time.
Good time.
Come on, my kid's starving. He needs the mac and cheese.
The heck is so much mac. You know,
sometimes we stir in a hot dog. You give me $5, the kid gets a hot dog.
You need to make milk and cheese. You gotta have the milk. You gotta have the butter. You gotta have the.
No, I don't do any of that shit. I just stir the thing. You know,
okay.
It takes 3 minutes and 30 seconds long. I'm not gonna put any time into this kid's diet. He's gonna be fine. I was raised on straight up poison. Look at me. I'm still dancing. Look at me. I'm still dancing.
Look at him go.
That's the poison right there.
Yeah, that's.
So anyway, I had a great time, and thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Thank
do you have
you.
Anything you want to plug to my audience?
I do, actually. this episode is going up on Wednesday on andbetter.org, and that same day, I am guest starring on a different podcast entirely. That episode's coming out that day.
Sweet.
I guest starred on a show called Any Album You Choose. I do not know where that is being posted, because it's brand new. I think I'm on episode 2.
Oh, wow.
But the conceit of that is you pick an album, we try to sync it up with The Wizard of Oz and see what happens.
They try to Dark Side of the Moon it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
which is why
I'm...
it's called Any Album You... It's a Pink Floyd joke.
I see. You guys smoke weed? You guys hang? You guys do meth?
No.
Come on! All right.
I'm not cool.
All right, and what's your musical?
Oh, I'm in a production of Titanic, the musical.
Where's it playing?
Stoughton, Wisconsin.
And what's the theater called?
It's the Stoughton Village Players.
And when does the show run from?
First 2 weekends of November.
Aw, well, everyone go see that show. Go watch this guy on the podcast. What's the name of this podcast I was just on?
These are some of the sodas we like.
I totally took over your podcast.
Hashtag
it rules.
SodaCast.
All right.
Peace,
guys. I'm gonna let them finish up the way that they want. A lot of energy is gonna go out of the room as soon as I press finish here. But I love these two people. These are my new best friends. And let me get a shot of all 12 of you people.
Yay!
You got all the phones up. All right, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I'm out of here. Peace.
Blessed. And see you later, Soda Pals.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, that's a good one. We're good.
Good night.